Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Jordan Westberg met with the media after the Orioles were swept by Kansas City.
You know, maybe regretful. You know, it's just, that's us baseball players. You know, play the what-ifs through your head for these next couple of days. Just what you could have done better, what could have gone our way and didn't, you know. It's going to sting a little bit. Hurts the heart, you know. Spend all season with these guys and ends that quickly, you know. Just sucks, but all we can do is build on that. All we can do is remember this feeling, take what momentum we did build towards the end there and come into spring training in February and ready to roll, ready to play with a chip on our shoulder and do it all over again.
How do you feel like this season tested you and the other young players on this team in ways maybe you weren't expecting?
Yeah, well, for me, I mean, I spent a lot of time on the IL, so that was a test. I was, you know, never been on the IL before, so I had to learn what that was like. Ways to be a part of the team, but you're not actually part of the team, if that makes sense. You know, I think for the rest of the young guys, like, it's just experience. I got the experience last year, part of the postseason squad there, and learned a lot, you know, had some ups and downs, was able to weather the storm. I think what comes to mind is like Jackson and, you know, the tough start he had when he first got called up, and then he comes back and gets off to a hot start, and he ended well. I think he was like 5 for his last 7, you know, so you know, it's just learning opportunities for everybody. I think that's what you have to take away from this season. It's just, you know, there's a lot of learning opportunities. There's a lot of failures. There's a lot of success. Just got to remember it and try and build and grow from it.
Jordan, we know how good you guys can be offensively when you're at your best. How disappointing is it to not be able to showcase that at this time of year?
Yeah, it sucks. This is the time of year when we want to showcase it. This is the time of year when we needed it most. Just didn't happen for us, you know. Credit to the Royals pitching staff, you know, they've got some really good dudes over there. They pitch us well. Had a couple balls, you know, not drop or not get through the field. We made some good plays out there. But that's baseball, you know, it's not always going to go your way. There's going to be tough stretches. I think 2 games for us, it was a tough stretch, you know, 1 run. But yeah, you know, it's over. It sucks, but we'll try and build on this season for next year.
George, just the 6th inning, just a bang bang play. Just kind of what happened for you
on the ball up the middle? Yeah, I mean, Witt's fast. I got to the ball. I made a stop. It's kind of sandwiched in between dirt and my glove. Didn't, you know, pick it clean right away. Probably took an extra half second to kind of get my feet underneath me and try and get off a throw. And he was too fast, you know. Yeah, I want to make that play. It's a tough play. I'm trying not to beat myself up over that. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to be running through those moments for the next couple days. It's going to sting. But I know how to get through that. You know, I've been in that situation before. So, you know, looking forward to building on it and, this offseason.
Did you feel like you didn't have enough time to get the force out at second with the runner moving from first and 2 outs?
You know, that didn't go through my head. Game's moving fast. I know I was playing up the middle, so that means Gunner was shaded over towards the 6-hole. On a play like that, you know, especially with the team speed they have, I thought my only play was at first. So that's all I got.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.